Honor the trumpets of it. Honor the drums. The wind of the night sky of Paris and fireworks in his honor impose on it, streaking like signatures on black parchment or else stamps like fiery seals. Within his coat is his emperor, drawn by eight bays on his way to the theater for the premiere of Il Mio Bono, mythological heroic drama written and performed in his honor. The coach past fountains, water heroically chained with seven elements, trunking out great trumpeting jets, tigers snarling at the same time vomiting water, bears hugging trees with silver branches for water, furnaces of fecundity with the eternal milk of water gushing from their nipples. Holding torches aloft, the people of Paris did him honor, and his memory whirled like an oil engine and dealt out names to attach to some of the faces split open with tears. Montreux, discharged corporal with a wooden leg. Combray, a bowed tailor. Mondidier, cheating quartermaster sergeant, would be forgiven and pensioned off. Dazan, whose bravery was an aspect of his stupidity. Rousier, craftsman, good at delicate gold work. Rouen, who could smell water 2 miles off. Didier, whose teeth were like millstones, who could grind hair like a horse. Bernay, who once drank clinical alcohol and ran a mile in a straight line. Avrage, who had offered his wife to get involved in the bad Egyptian time. Mortan, with 2 hooks for hands. Fougere, an old bugger. The Saint-Brieuc, a former lieutenant who could recite orders from the yard. Mondelet, a pastry cook who did wonders with jam. Fontivy, who knew a horse as another man might know a machine, but of whom horses hated. La Baron of Palindromedary, so once called in joke and understood a cow. La Flesh, short-sighted and blunt of speech. Cholet, the cheese man, Montigny with a crude tattooed crucifixion on his back, Lush, the sugar lover, Romorantin, the sycophantic banker, soon to be ruined, Durable Dare, whose husband had been overcomplacent, Bombard, who carried Dijon mustard in his haversack, Round, who dreamed and screamed in his dream that the Mamelukes were cutting his head off. Lisoul, author of a little tract on the possibility of developing mobile telegraphs for the use of the great army. Pontandier, an undistinguished drummer boy with a wart 1 inch above his navel. The whole family Charol, drunk down to the 8-year-old daughter. 10-1 Berlay of the disgrace of 69. Morisson, the toymaker. Conforlin, who was said to have killed the priest Cognac, where, by the way, they had the best bottle corks in the world. Montmorillon, several children's windmills, not far from the Tuileries. Jean-Jacques, the joker. A man in rag, seventy unarmed, broke through the hedge of soldiers and made for the imperial coach. Strong arms grasped him and drew him away, but he shouted, "I'm in love with the Empress! I adore the Empress!" "My friend," said N, calmly, "you have chosen the wrong person in whom to confide." Fortunately, the poor man's lawyers, Darvois, with a charge, would cry, "Recule Baraton!" Parthenay, who swore he was a virgin, Ducks, a clerk in the Department of Statistics, Bayonne, curator of the Racehorn Museum, specializing in bees, founded by N. Condon Nivron, Castel d'Apassin, a man too trivial for his name. Florac, a cook whose ineptitude made him a sort of genius, but who, when tea had been available in France, had been able to make a really reviving strong dish of tea in the English manner. Tarab, the poet, who had once written a sonnet on the imperial fart, in which appeared the lines that sweet inflation speaks, as Memnon as a statue speaks. Oceans of wisdom sound in one soft wind that breaks. The Draguignan, who loved the fish in the bar, the Bigard with the eternal card tricks, the Albi and little cast, inseparable friends, Limoux from Narbonne, Narbonne from Limoux, Serre would prophesy the successful invasion of England in the year 9, Godot Pijac, French maker, Brie, the French bookman, Mauriac, who had conceivably the best singing voice in the 47th or was it the 74th, discharged now because of a gangrene foot. Yver, who swore his cousin owned half the property of Grenoble. Nyon, who was always going to die, but never did. Histoire, Ambert, and Lyon, who had a complex sexual relationship. Saint Julien, who always talked of opening an auberge near Briançon, a great lover of the Alps. Brioude, a fine sergeant, who saw ghosts at inconvenient times. Nerac, the hatter. Montbrison, purveyor of fine wines mixed with fine well water, found out in fine. Magnon, Gourdon, Vassoul, Saunier, others, others, millions of others. The rain struck some 3 minutes before the completion of the journey. It was exceptionally heavy, and it set many of the torches hissing out, and the bearers scampering for show, they're showing their tails. Rhinos, Luther, Nobunko, rabbits in the thinking Washington. But all those rabbits had run towards him, and his gun, in expectant joy, three innocents. Not yet in Tom, Edgar, Zita, Moran, Tobnar, Elfie. Helped out of the coach while the trumpets blared welcome, he insisted on standing bareheaded in the downpour, snarling, Yarisi, Kirtan. Lightning split the black sky, chiding the presumption of the fireworks. Then saw himself standing there, upright in the presence of the lightning. A good picture of a bore, perhaps. The thunder followed, chiding the presumption of the kettle drums. Some stood outside the theatre still, cheering wetly, bearing blackened straw, smoking up in weak defiance of the rain. And N thought that he did not know the names of any of these. Sir, with respect, he would be soaked. The beginning of rain, he said, drinking it, mud, roaring down the artillery, men cursing, slipping in it. They allowed himself to be persuaded to proceed within, like snow gaze answers. From group to group to group to group to group, and all the way it was candles shining aloft with long live the Emperor, and his anniversary of his crowning, and God bless you, sire. Smooth quarters in tears of love and joy as he walked, with best sperm candles blazing all about, from a baisance to a baisance to a baisance. He waved his hand in thanks, tears in his own eyes, God bless you, my children, and was escorted to his glittering box. Thank you, he cried from it, weeping at the standing tears, and were doing wrong, and then, quietly, the incline air of his head, woke me up in good time. I have to leave the fucking applause.